Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Lid Publishing's podcast, Lid Radio. My name is Miro, and I'll be your host for today's show. With me today is the author of Revolution in a Heartbeat, Matt Stevens. How are you today, Matt?
I'm really well, Miro. Thanks for having me on.
And for those listening, of course, this is our second podcast in the series with Matt, and today we'll be talking about emotions at the workplace. Now, if you missed our first podcast in the series, in which we talked about the five senses of value, you should definitely check it out. There's a lot of really interesting stuff going on in there. But today we'll be talking about emotions, and that's something that is often very crucial when it comes to work. And Matt and Revolution in a Heartbeat give us a very good representation of how we can turn our emotions into engagement, into a better work life, and in better sense of creating value. And my first question for you today, Matt, is our emotional state has become arguably the biggest conversation in the business world in the past decade or so. Why is that?
Yeah, I think start at the beginning, I think if you went back a decade and talked to people, particularly leaders, and said to them, well, in fact, let me tell you a little story. About 3-4 years ago, I went to a senior team of a global bank, and I was talking about Heartbeat, and I was saying to them, look, one of the key pieces here is that we measure emotion. I'll never forget one of the senior leaders saying, why on earth would I want to know how people feel? And you know what was interesting was 3 years ago, everyone else looked in the room and kind of looked at him a bit like, what are you saying? Whereas I think if you went back 10 years ago, everyone would have laughed and agreed with him. Because it was just accepted, you know, emotions weren't particularly important. People were more cognitive minded, so what people thinking. And you'd hear people say more, I think rather than I feel. Whereas I think over the last decade, there's been a real movement and growth in the awareness of the impact our emotional state, are we in the right state or a right state, has on our performance. And my background is I've done a lot of training in NLP, neurolinguistic programming, and at its heart is a very simple model, which is that how you feel drives your performance, your behavior, and how you feel is driven by what you're focused on, what you're thinking about. So actually the two are really important together, understanding how people feel, but also what they're focused on.
Right, and zooming in on that, so there are 41 emotions, 21 are positive, and 20 are negative. How can we possibly even begin to zoom into the ones that matter most, considering how many there are?
Yeah, it's a fair question. What we find is, and again, we work with psychologists, that there's a range of emotions. So on the sort of positive emotion, you go from sort of more bland emotions through to, you know, like excited, and then you have more neutral, positive emotions, curious, thoughtful. So there's kind of a range, and the same on this side. So what we tend to recognize is that each context is different. So if you're going through a change program where there's significant redundancies, you need to reflect the range of emotions that are involved in that. Whereas if you're asking a question of how people feel about the strategy of the company, it'll be a different range of emotions. So context matters, Miro, that you need to understand what's the context that will help you decide what the emotions are. The other thing we're finding is actually, over all the surveys we've run, people are coalescing around a certain number of emotions and specific emotions. One of them, interestingly, being valued. And valued comes up again and again and again. It's one of the most important engaged emotions.
And when it comes to the workplace, negative emotions are always present, and it's something which is, I think, quite crucial when it comes to the success of a business itself. And how can we bounce back colleagues who have been taken over by negative emotions?
Yeah, again, this is really interesting to be exploring this with quite a number of companies over a few years. And there's no doubt that the key is in the line manager. But they play such a crucial role. And so how do you get that rebound ability for people who've got anxious, fearful, worried, concerned back into at least more neutral emotions through to hopeful, curious, excited, positive? And what we tend to find is that one of the biggest influences on their state is actually their manager. They're very open to being influenced by their manager. So we tend to support and work with managers where you can see in their team they've got some highly negative emotions, how they help people focus on different things. Because often where, as I said, where people are particularly negative or chosen negative emotions, it's because of the things that they're focused on. So, for example, in a change program, they've just focused on the loss. They're not focused on the opportunity. They're focused on the fear of what the future might hold, not the possibilities that the future hold. Can you see the difference?
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas there are people in their team who choose to look at the possibilities and the hopefulness and what might happen, and also potentially what might be out beyond the current role that they have. But they don't look with fear. They look with expectancy or hope. So with Heartbeat, what's great is you can really see how people are feeling, but you've also got the why. And that's what helps managers then have the conversations with their team to change their focus.
Now, what are the signs that we can spot when it comes to negative emotions? What if they're creeping at the workplace, and how can we stop it?
Yeah, well, I think being honest, that's one of the reasons we developed Heartbeat, is that you need to measure that fairly regularly. By the teams or whatever way that people unite in their business. So for us, that regular rhythm or pulse of Heartbeat is really, really important. And it's missing, actually, sadly, from a lot of organisations. Not necessarily Heartbeat, but I mean just the rhythm and the pulse of finding out how people are feeling. Even asking the question for some organisations, Miro, is like a revolution in itself, saying, you know, ask that fairly regularly. I mean, you know, we would expect managers should be doing that without any system. That's just kind of a human thing to do, right?
Yeah.
But we'd be amazed. It's just something that people forget or they don't want to focus on, is how people are feeling and why. So for us, you've got to raise that back up, and that's one of the key pieces. The other interesting thing, actually, that comes out of that is you start to see an organization's key positive emotions that really help shape and influence engagement. And so we're working with one organization where curiosity really drives engagement, whereas in another organization, excitement really drives their engagement. So we're helping their managers and their leaders think about how do we keep a level of excitement in the organization and in the way they communicate, whereas with this other organization, we're working on how do you help people be more curious about what's happening in the future, what's going on.
Yeah, and actually going back to something you said earlier on with the story you shared with us, and then going on to what role a line manager can play when it comes to this topic, my question for you is, what role do the leaders have when it comes to the maintenance of emotions, the people at the very top that make the decisions?
Well, the leaders have much more impact than they often realise, at the same time less, but bear with me, I'll try and explain that. They have much more influence on the big picture stuff. So the strategy, the vision, the values, how well the company's doing it. And that, the way they speak and how they communicate and how often they communicate really impacts the emotion of employees. Where they have less impact is on that day-to-day, so their performance management of the employee, the work that they're doing. You know, when a leader, senior leader, speaks about that, it really doesn't massively influence their emotions. That's more by the line manager, because they know they're, you know, report to and responsible with them for their work. But so for leaders, we tend to say, don't underestimate the impact you can have in your communication about the future. So sometimes you get leaders who are a little bit flippant, a little bit jokey, say at a town hall where 300-400 people have gathered. You know, well, we hope the future, which is going to be okay. We're saying, whoa, your words matter greatly, because they will have a emotional impact.
Yeah.
So you need to be thinking about, and actually just the question we ask them, how do you want to leave people feeling after they've been in your presence?
Yeah.
And you'd be amazed how many leaders haven't thought about that question.
Now, to wrap up everything, I think the important question which I want to ask you is actually the last one, because it is the sort of call to action, in my opinion. And that is there a way to turn a manifested negative emotion into positive one, and how do we even go about doing it?
Well, yeah, so we've collected some really interesting data through Harvard that has shown us time and again people can choose two quite different emotions. So in every survey we've ever run, thousands of surveys, the first question that's asked every single time is, how do you feel about strategy, about, you know, work, whatever it might be, but it's a how do you feel question. And we allow, or we enable people to choose up to two emotions. And the reason we do that is because we tend to find there's a dominant kind of first emotion, but then there's a secondary thoughtful emotion. And what is absolutely fascinating is the number of times that those two emotions can be different. So one will be positive and one will be negative. And we believe what that's showing us, and from the kind of analysis we've done, is that people are open to being persuaded. Excuse me. They can go either way. So they're saying, look, we could be curious, but we're also nervous. We are hopeful, but we're also worried. And so what we would say, again, is the importance of the line manager, the leaders, in helping influence that emotion to go the right way, the positive way, so that they then engage, move forward, more productive, give more of themselves, more innovative, stick with the company longer. Is critical. But yeah, we're absolutely seeing that people can choose a positive and a negative, and as I say, that tends to reflect that they're at the point of going either way. And we've got a good track record, because remember, don't forget, they're giving us the why they feel the way they do. We've got a great track record of working with companies in identifying the why, so i.e. what employees are focused on that's leading them to feel a certain way, to answer those or deal with those issues and get them resolved. So let me earth this. Let me give you an example. Company go through change. We ran Heartbeat. Very dominant negative emotions with some positive, about 70-30 negative, and anxious, worry, big change program happening. But we had the why. And what they were focused on was this form called, I think it's a P1454. And it was effectively, it was the selection form that they had to fill out, their preference form for which job they wanted to go for. And basically everyone was saying, you know, we're worried, we're upset, we're anxious, because we don't know where to get this form. We don't know how to find
right,
it.
Right,
right. Next 2 weeks, we worked with managers, we did a huge amount of communication. We ran the Heartbeat about 2 weeks, so about a month later, and it got to 50-50. So it massively gone from 70% negative to 50%, so it got up hugely. And this whole form thing had disappeared. But now the reason why was about the strategy and the narratives of saying, well, what will these changes bring us? What's the benefit? What's the payoff? So in other words, we could see that they were focused on and they didn't know the answers. So they weren't sure they should feel excited or worried. So again, we worked on that. So hopefully that shows you the really practical way that we made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes to show that when it comes to something as complex as emotions, there are always two sides of the coin, of course. And that is absolutely fascinating stuff. And with that, I would like to thank you very much today for joining us, Matt. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And of course, for our listeners, if you liked our conversation today, you can find links in the description below where you can purchase and read more about Revolution in a Heartbeat. And of course, Matt and his team over at the Quest Agency. Once again, we thank you very much for taking the time to join us today and listen to the podcast, and we look forward to seeing you next week.